Listen to the audio and do the exercise. Suffering for Science. Throughout history, scientists have risked their health and their lives in their search for the truth. A. Sir Isaac Newton. The 17th century scientist was a genius, but that didn't stop him from doing some pretty stupid things. In his laboratory in Cambridge, he often did the most bizarre experiments. Once, while investigating how lenses transmit light, he inserted a long needle in his eye, pushed it to the back, and then moved it around just to see what would happen. Miraculously, nothing long-lasting did. On another occasion, he stared at the sun for as long as he could bear to discover what this effect would have on his vision. Again, he escaped suffering permanent damage, though he had to spend some days in a darkened room before his eyes recovered. B. In the 1750s, the Swedish chemist Carl Scheele was the first person to find a way to manufacture phosphorus. He, in fact, discovered 8 more elements, including chlorine. Though he didn't get the credit for any of them, he was a brilliant scientist. But his one failing was a curious insistence on tasting a little of each substance he worked with, including mercury and cyanide. This risky practice finally caught up with him, and in 1786, he was found dead in his laboratory, surrounded by a large number of toxic chemicals, any of which might have been responsible for his death. C. In the early 1900s, when Pierre and Marie Curie discovered radiation, nobody realized what a dangerous and deadly phenomenon it was. In fact, most people thought it was beneficial. There was even a hotel in New York, which, in the 1920s, advertised the therapeutic effect of its radioactive waters. Both Pierre and Marie Curie experienced radiation sickness, and Marie Curie died of leukemia in 1934. Even now, all her papers from the 1890s, even her cookbooks, are too dangerous to touch. Her laboratory books are kept in special lead boxes, and people who want to see them have to wear protective clothing. Marie's husband, Pierre, however, did not die from radiation. He was run over by a carriage while crossing the street in Paris. D. Eugene Shoemaker was a respected geologist. He spent a large part of his life investigating craters on the moon and how they were formed, and later did research into the comets of the planet Jupiter. In 1997, he and his wife were in the Australian desert, where they went every year to search for places where comets might have hit the Earth. While driving in the Tanami Desert, normally one of the emptiest places in the world, another vehicle crashed into them and Shoemaker was killed instantly. Some of his ashes were sent to the moon aboard the Lunar Prospector spacecraft and scattered there. He is the only person who has had this honor.